Here we see, at long last, the helical twist in the histone octamer that I've been harping on all along up until now. Because this spiraling structure is not homogeneous, but rather composed of long linear segments, the helical nature of it may not leap out at you. It's not like the Watson-Crick double helix, which spins smoothly like a barber pole. The spiral structure here is jointed and robotic-looking.